DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, April 22nd, 2015. What if your girlfriend is meeting a guy as a friend to do an innocent activity? Big deal or no? Find out Doc's take in this call. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
So I'm in a relationship with a girl who for 6 months now, and so I was in her phone, and it showed that she had a text with one of her guy friends, and it looked like he asked her if she wanted to go jogging with him or something, and she wanted to go jogging with him, like for a Friday morning or something. To me, I think it's kind of weird, like, for your girlfriend to want to do stuff individually with other guys, so I just wanted to see what
you thought. Is she your girlfriend?
Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, she should be jogging. She should. Part of loyalty is she should be jogging with you, not another guy.
Well, and that's
and
what
the guy. Did the guy ask her, or did she ask him?
Well, he asked her. Hey, let's like. I guess they're going to race in a race, or they both are racing in a race coming up. And he's like, well, let's jog beforehand. And you know, he just generally asked her that, and she goes, yeah, sounds good. How about Friday morning? And then, I mean, they shot.
Sounds like they're dating.
Well,
notice how she counteroffered. She didn't hesitate.
Exactly. That's what I thought. And
how young is this girl?
She's 25. We both are in
school. She doesn't know about loyalty.
Okay. Well, so this is what happened. So I was there and I read it. And she's like, what are you laughing about or something? I go, well, I see you and, you know, him, looks like you guys have a little jogging date or something you're setting up. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, I know this guy. I've met him out with, I mean, they've kind of been friends just in general. I've met them out in a group before. And I mean, he's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
It's just to me, it's like, so I explained like, well, you know, loyalty and, trustworthiness is number one in a relationship. And I personally wouldn't go, be individually with a girl because I know it wouldn't make you feel comfortable. So I explained that to her. And she goes, well, oh, well, she's like, yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from. I mean, you know, I'd never cheat on you or anything like that. But I mean, I guess I didn't really think of it like that. I mean, she kind of cried a little bit.
I guess she cried?
Yeah, she cried a little bit, yeah.
Well, she apologized then.
Yeah, she did.
Did she say she's
going to... She felt real bad.
Yeah. Did you tell her to go ahead and go jogging with this guy, but that's the last time?
I didn't. I mean, I didn't say that specifically.
Well, okay,
I guess we just kind of left it up in the air.
Yeah, but is this, is she going to cancel the guy now or go ahead and go with the guy? It's not resolved.
Oh, yeah. So I read through the text and it basically came to the point where they couldn't do it Friday for some reason or whatever. So they don't have anything planned anymore, but I was more like, oh, I see you tried setting up a Friday morning with him. You see what I'm saying?
You lucked out here, and the fact that the race was called off, and you lucked out the fact that she kind of agreed with what you said. But here's the line I use. I said, let me ask you a question. You guys are jogging, right? You come back, and maybe, you know, you have a soft drink. And if you leaned over and gave him a kiss on the mouth, would he push you away?
Yeah,
that's
right.
The one I use.
Okay. Yeah,
and then she'll look you in the eye, and you say, honey, you know what? I don't go jogging. If Miss America asked me to go jogging with her, I wouldn't do it because you're my girlfriend.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
That's what I would do. Rather than get into loyalty, which is right, you're saying the right thing, but I think a better argument is, honey, you know, Miss America asked me to go jogging. I couldn't. And you know why I can't go jogging with Miss America? And she says, yeah, because you and I are boyfriend girlfriend. I says, very good.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I like you so much, because when you know you're not right, you say it. Most women would argue with me. Then you move on to something else.
Yeah. Okay. This
ex-boyfriends and guys and all this stuff, I want loyalty. If you can't give me loyalty,
Right. And I kind of gave her a little bit of the hard interview, too. I was like, well, have you guys had any kind of past together? I mean, is this an ex? has he ever tried to come on to you? And she said no on all those. She's like, no, I mean, he was just a friend through a friend from college or whatever. And
does he have a girlfriend? That's another one to ask.
No.
Who's this guy dating?
Right. So, I mean, I guess at this point, I mean, we just kind of left it at that, and I didn't want to just forgive her.
Yeah, you don't want to beat her up. You don't want to beat her up after she cried.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
So, I mean, what
do
I just...
She got the point. Let it lay it out. Don't bring it up again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're all right. You're all right. You did pretty good, man. You did pretty good.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't overreact or underreact.
Yeah, no, as long as you didn't raise your voice.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Doc. That's all I had.
You got it, man.
All right. Bye.
Doc, I got to ask you some questions about that call. Number one, you know, I'm having a little trouble believing that she thinks that it's no big deal, that she was just completely caught off guard.
I agree with you, but there are some girls out there who are very naive in this area. That's why I say, hey, if you leaned over and gave him a kiss on the mouth, would he push you away?
Yeah.
And if she says, of course he would, because we're only friends. Well, now you got a liar on your hands, besides being a sneak. But when you use that line, the women see it then. When you talk loyalty, they don't see it.
I also didn't like about that, Doc? I didn't like her reaction to it. The, oh, my God. It was almost like the division of actress in the book. Because
possibly, I like the fact she cried.
You know, that's what I was going to say, Doc. I was going to ask you about that because I did not like that fact. I don't like criers. We even wrote an advanced system class about that.
But I'm assuming she cried because she knew she did wrong and she hurt her boyfriend's feelings.
Maybe, but I don't know.
It's not 100%. It's not 100%. But the point is this. He was clear. He got it all out.
Yeah.
And she's got the drift. It happens again, then she's got to get rid of her.
It's just like something like that. She cries over that. Like I knew a couple, and I knew a woman that they were married almost 50 years. And, you know, this woman, she would cry at deaths and stuff like that. But she was very just classy lady, hardly cried at all. And it's like, to me, when they cry over little things, and I want your opinion on this, Doc, it's almost like you got a drama queen on your hands.
Yeah, there is a possibility, Jeff, but the way I read it, I read that she had empathy and sympathy for him, didn't see it, and that's why she cried.
Okay.
And but that's another possibility, because she's crying because she doesn't want to upset somebody that she loves.
Okay, I can see where you're going with that.
But the point is this: we know this. If anybody asks her to go jogging again, it'll never happen.
Yeah, and if it does, that's a huge red flag, and she's got to go.
Exactly. The guy's got. But I agree with you. This ex-boyfriend's lurking in the background, and male friends and all that. Like I said, that's what I say. You just say, what happened if you leaned over and gave him a kiss? Would he kiss you back?
Yeah.
And they'll just look right through you. And you don't want to do it over the phone either. You want to say that face-to-face.
Yeah, you got to be able to judge reaction, right, Doc?
Yeah, of course, the body language.